Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 37th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of September 3rd. What follows are seven quotes that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have seen them already, or a slightly different version on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference while on the video version. You can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. September 3rd. It is not enough to want to get rid of one's sins. We also need to believe in the one who saves us from our sins. Because we know that we are sinners, it does not follow that we are saved. From Cross-Examination, an essay in God and the Doc. Also published as I Was Decided Upon in Decision, September 1963. September 4th. A strict allegory is like a puzzle with a solution. A great romance is like a flower whose smell reminds you of something you can't quite place. I think the something is the whole quality of life as we actually experience it. From A Letter to Miss Matthews, dated September 11th, 1958. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. September 5th. No man would find an abiding strangeness on the moon unless he were the sort of man who could find it in his own backyard. From On Stories. An essay in On Stories. Also published in Of Other Worlds on September 5th, 1966. September 6th. Statement by Bree, a horse. We're free Narnians, Wynne and I suppose if you're running away to Narnia, you want to be one too. In that case, Wynne isn't your horse any longer. One might just as well say you're per human. From The Horse and His Boy, Chapter 2, published September 6, 1954. September 7th, Puddleglum cheerfully proclaims, very likely what with enemies and mountains and rivers to cross and losing our way and next to nothing to eat and sore feet, we'll hardly notice the bad weather. From The Silver Chair, Chapter 5, published September 7th, 1953. September 8th. Of all bad men, religious bad men are the worst. Of all created beings, the wickedest is the one who originally stood in the immediate presence of God. From Reflections on the Psalms, Chapter 3, published September 8, 1958. September 9th. Language exists to communicate whatever it can communicate. Some things it communicates so badly that we never attempt to communicate them by words if any other medium is available. From Studies in Words, Chapter 12, published September 9th, 1960. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotation shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that explored 75 quotations. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you can find a weekly article with quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes, and that you'll share this with others.